Is Mr. Leon, please?
Speak up.
Hi, Mr. Grattan. It's Michael calling from MMA Legal, sir. How are you?
I'm all right.
Do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me, sir, about your case?
No, eh?
Do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me, Leon, about your claim?
Yeah, okay.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, Leon, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Okay.
My name's Michael Leon, as I said. My role here is to gather the evidence for your claim so we can substantiate, you know, everything that's happened to you and give you the best possible chance of getting, the best outcome.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go through your time in care with you today, Leon. My role is more to find out, you know, the trauma that you faced in care, how that's affected you into your adult life.
Oh, it's haunted me, I'm forever there.
Yeah, haunted you, pal.
Eh?
Has it haunted you throughout your adult life, has it?
Yeah, it's just really stressing.
Yeah. Okay. What I'm going to do, Leon, is I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
And dependent on the answers, I'm going to write to your GP. I'm going to write to any sort of NHS, any sort of rehabilitation centres.
I'm going to in rehab.
You're in rehab?
I've got a CPN, I've got a community psychiatric nurse. You want on them?
I will do in a minute, sir. We'll come back to that if that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's A-C-P-M. Which is a community psychiatric nurse, is it? Oh, I'm so sorry. Give me 2 sec. And also, hospital since 18. Okay. And do you suffer with depression, Leon, or anxiety?
Depression and anxiety.
What's it called, Leon?
Schizoaffective disorder.
Oh, wow.
Somewhat of bipolar. I think.
Okay, and do you seek medical attention for that?
Yeah, I'm on tablets, I'm on medication.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had any sort of issues with drinking drugs, Leon?
Used to when I was younger, I was a bad drug addict and I was a bad alky as well. I've quit everything now,
Sorry to hear that, pal. Does your GP know about your issues with alcohol and drugs?
Yeah, well, not my GP, but my psychiatrist does, yeah.
Okay, I'll take care of details as well. Client issues. I've got a real tough one, Leon. I do apologise before I ask. I wouldn't be doing my job properly for you if I didn't ask. But have you ever tried to take your own life, Leon?
A couple of times, years ago. I'm looking at it a long time.
Okay. Did any of them end up in hospitalisation? Hospitalised.
Paracetamol overdoses.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, Leon, is now we've got a bit of a picture. I'm going to write to your GP. I'm going to write to the psychiatrist. And I'm going to write to the hospital that you were admitted to for the, obviously, you know, suicide attempt. I'm going to gather all of that information, as well as obviously write to the social services and the local authorities of the care setting that you're in. And what we're then going to do is we're then going to present that as obviously your time in care and what has subsequently happened to you since throughout your adult life, as part of, you know, which is due to the trauma you faced in care, Leon. Is that okay? Okay, no problem. No, thank you for speaking to me. Thank you for being so brave. Can I take your GP's details, please, Leon?
Hold on.
I just need the practice details, buddy.
Adamson.
Adamson.
Adamson, aye.
Sorry, Leon, can you spell that for me?
Adamson, Adamson.
Adamson, yeah. That medical practice?
Cooper Health Centre.
Cooper Health Centre.
You want the name of my doctor?
Give me 2 secs. Yeah, go on, I'll take the doctor's name, please.
Catherine McLaren. Bank Street Medical Group.
Okay. Is that your GP? Is that your psychiatrist details?
Well, my psychiatrist, Dr. Christopher Lowy.
Doctor.
Medical Office, Strathfield Hospital, Cooper.
Give me 2 secs. That is where, sorry?
Cooper, Strathfield Hospital, Cooper.
Strathfield, sorry, Leon.
Strathfield, yeah.
Can you spell that for me?
S-T-R.
Yeah.
A-P-H.
Yeah.
E-D-E-N.
Strathfield and Hospital.
Strathfield.
Thank you.
Hospital.
Okay, that's the psychiatrist, isn't it? That's right. Can I take the the hospital that you were admitted to for the suicide attempts, please, Leon?
Dunfermline Queen Margaret.
Queen Margaret, yeah? Okay. So what I'm going to do, Leon, is I'm going to write to your GP. I'm going to write to your psychiatrist. I'm also going to write to the hospital, the Queen Margaret in Dunfermline. I'm going to gather all of that information, as well as the information from your time in care. Okay. When I get your time in care information, Leon, do you want me to share that with you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, so what we'll then do, Leon, is once we have all the information, we'll go through it together, me and you. We'll make sure that, you know, we haven't missed anything out. Make sure all of your statements are accurate and, you know, you have everything in there that you want, that you're happy with them.
Yeah.
What we'll then do, Leon, is we'll then do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress team. What will happen then is once we submit it, we'll then wait for what's called a panel date, Leon, in which they'll obviously judge our case. Hopefully from there, we'll then be able to get you the recognition of what's happened to you, not just only in care, but obviously, you know, throughout your whole life, as well as some form of financial compensation, Mr. Grattan. Is that okay? Okay. No, thank you. Thank you for being so brave and speaking to me. Do you have any questions for me, Leon?
I don't actually, no.
Okay. Just to let you know, sir, this isn't a quick turnaround. It's going to take months, anywhere between 6 and 10 months, Leon. But in that meantime, I will be fighting tooth and nail for every piece of evidence I can get for you.
Okay.
I have to go one step backwards with you, Leon. just due to the sensitive nature of these cases. I just need to make sure you fully understand our fees, our process, and what other options are out there for you, Leon. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So just to let you know, Leon, that you can apply to the Scottish Redress without the help of a law firm. You don't need a law firm to do that. That would obviously entail, if you so wish, is to gather your own evidence and present your own case. But that's entirely up to you. That's an option for you. Okay. There are other law firms. Option two is there are other law firms out there, Leon, who will help you with your application and won't charge you any fees. They get paid direct from the Scottish Government as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme. Now, they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. I can't legally discuss their practices or how what they do for you, probably more importantly, Leon, what they don't do for you. Also, I can tell you is that we as a business, we don't take the £2,000 from the Scottish Government. We've rejected that scheme on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we don't obviously want to be under their, you know, in their pockets, if you like. We want to enter into a joint venture with you under what's called the no win, no fee, where if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a business and as a law firm to go out and gather as much information as we possibly can for you to give you the best chance of getting the most positive outcome. Our fees, Leon, are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. So what that means is no matter how much time we spend on your case, you'll never pay us more than the 20%. On the flip side to that, Leon, because of the, you know, the emotional hardship you've been through throughout your life, because of your time and care, we will never put any sort of financial hardship onto you. So if we are unsuccessful, Leon, we will never come looking for you, looking for you to pay us any fees. Our insurance cover or our insurance policy will cover all of our fees, so we will never put you in any sort of financial distress. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you understand those three options, Leon? I've just given you.
I can understand no one, no fee. That's probably
viable. Yeah, no problem. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case, Leon? Okay, just to let you know, Leon, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you weren't aware of this, we can start that day from now. That's not a problem. Alternatively, you can waive the 14-day cooling-off period and I can get started on your case straight away. But that's entirely up to you, sir.
Waive the 14-day.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Leon, is I will write to you within the next 2 weeks with my contact details. Do you have a mobile number, Leon, or is it just a house number?
No mobile, it keeps cutting out. It's a nasty thing here.
Okay. Give me 2 sec. Clients. I spoke to... Donna. She said she was coming to you at 11.
Yeah.
A mobile... So what I'll do, Leon, is I'll, if you have a pen handy, sir, and you can jot my number down. So the number is 0161.
563-0816.
My name's Michael, Leon.
Michael.
Yeah. If you need me, I work for you, Leon, so just give me a call. If I can't answer, leave me a message and I'll get straight back to you. Is that okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me, Leon?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, sir, for speaking to me today. I know that, you know, it takes a lot, and I do appreciate it. And I will go out and try and fight and get as much evidence as I can for you.
Okay.
Thank you, Leon. Lovely speaking to you.
Lovely speaking to you. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day, sir. Bye now.
Bye.